Welcome to the Image and Glory Conference 2025. Open your heart to receive the words of righteousness declared to equip us against the words of darkness. Hearken to these holy words and be empowered to rule and reign.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for all the ministers that God has used in this meeting. I know that heaven has kissed the earth in the past 1 week. So many ministers have come and blessed you. And you know, all those ministers that came, of all of them, I am the least. Say you understand? I am the least. But when I was thinking about the meeting, the Lord said to me, go and bless the people. Because I was wondering, why do I need to come and preach again after all those mighty men, big men of God have preached? What else am I going to say? Maybe I should not go, safe. But the Lord said, go and bless the people. So I'm here to bless this morning. And the Lord will strengthen me, enable me to bless. In Jesus' name. Amen. The Son of God and the reign of righteousness. You see, when I sat down here, I just felt like giving glory to the Son of God, our Lord Jesus Christ. I felt like giving glory to him, like blessing him and thanking him. Jesus, the Son of God, we thank you for your mercy. Thank you for what you went through. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for cooperating with God. Thank you for agreeing with God to make you who you are. We exalt your name, Jesus. We thank you, our Savior, our Redeemer, our High Priest. All this you became because you agreed with your Father. We exalt your name. We adore you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So the Son of God and the reign of righteousness. The Son of God and the reign of righteousness. The Son of God, I will start by exalting him, the Son of God. The Son of God was made by God. Hallelujah. The Son of God was made by God. He, Bible refers clearly to him as somebody who was made. Amen. As somebody who was made. He was made. He was not born as the Son of God. He was made. According to Hebrews chapter 1, I think verse 4, said, being made so much better, being made so much better than the angels. Being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Hallelujah. Being made. He was made. Hallelujah. And then Hebrews chapter 7 verse 22 or so, he said, for such a high priest became us. He became something that he was not. Such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, separate, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. He was what? Made higher than the heavens. Such a high priest became us, who is what? Holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. So we know that the Son of God is not just a mirage that appeared from somewhere. He was a man that God made. God raised him. God framed him, hallelujah, to become the Son of God. Amen. And God sent him for us. He raised him, he made him, and gave him to us. Hallelujah. So the beauty of what we are talking about today is that there are things that God used to make his Son. Because after he made the Son, he referred to the Son. He said, but unto the Son his heir. Thy throne, O God, thy throne, O God, is forever and what? And ever. The scepter of righteousness is what? The scepter of your kingdom. The scepter, so his kingdom has a scepter. And that scepter is what? Is righteousness. So they're telling us the secret of his formation. He said, thou loved righteousness and hated iniquity. So everything about the Son of God is righteousness. Revealing the secret of his making to us. He was framed by righteousness. From beginning to the end, he is righteousness. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the Son of God is righteousness weaved. The Son of God is righteousness framed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He became righteousness. Amen. You don't become righteousness or righteous except you have cooperated with righteousness. Amen. I'm saying something about the Son of God, that he engaged something to become who he is today. He engaged something. Bible says, be not deceived. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. So for the Son of God to appear or become who he is today, he has cooperated with God. Hallelujah. Now, Philippians chapter 2 or 3, tells us all that Jesus did. So being found in fashion as a man, he did what? Let this mind be in you, give me. Let this mind be in you. Let this mind be in you, which was what? Also in Christ Jesus. Which was what? Also in what? Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Who being in the form of God. Are you seeing his journey? His journey downwards. He agreed to some things. He obeyed some things. He agreed. Said, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Amen. See his journey downwards. But made himself of no reputation. Those are righteousnesses. Those are righteousnesses. Made himself of what? No reputation. Eh? If he had reputation, we would not be talking what we are talking today. Made himself of no reputation. Yes. Made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant. He was gradually descending, coming down. That is righteousness, which he did. And was made in the likeness of men. Yes. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. He still came down. And became obedient. We are talking about the Son of God. Hallelujah. And became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Even the death of the cross. Those are obediences to righteousness. Everything he did there are righteousnesses. How did he get to know these things? His father revealed these things to him. Showed him this is a path to glory. Amen. Hallelujah. And became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Yes. Yes, the next verse. Wherefore God also had highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Yes, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things on in earth and things under the earth. Yes, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. When Jesus appeared in the heaven after resurrection, having done obedience, having done righteousnesses, every righteousness he was doing was bringing him to an exaltation. was weaving him. Hallelujah. Because you become what you do. Be not deceived. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. You become what you do. I know a lot of these things I'm saying, the men of God who have ministered before me, they must have touched these things in different ways. So there's no harm in repeating some of them. Amen. He became what he obeyed. Hallelujah. He became what he obeyed. Amen. And he obeyed these things. Don't forget, he didn't need to go through all these things. He was already God in the beginning. It is for you and I that he came to show us the path out of death, the way out of sin, that you cannot come out of sin except you obey righteousness. Amen. So all that he became is all that the Father measured out to him, and he obeyed. His Father measured out demands to him of righteousness, which he obeyed and cooperated with, and became so much better than the angels. He was made higher. What made him are the things that he yielded to. Keep that one first. What made him are the things that he yielded to. What made him are the things that he obeyed. I've said, shared this thing before. There was a time when we're talking about Christ. I had a vision. I just broke into a very short vision. I saw the inside of the Lord. That's why I always talk about laws. I saw the inside of the Lord. I saw weaving like electric wires that they weave, but they were lively laws, wires that weaved on his inside, weaved him, and those weavings were alive, you know, lively, like life wire. You know, when you stand on that life wire, it will be making noise. So I just saw his inside. I said, many weavings, laws that were life inside him. So I became very particular about what is inside the Lord. Very particular. That is the strength of his making. Those are the things that made him, that framed him. Now, those weavings cannot stay inside him except he had obeyed them, except he had agreed with them. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Now, those weavings, they go beyond me just having knowledge. By having knowledge, I cannot have those weavings. It is what I understand. In understanding, I fetch laws. Amen. That I obey. And then it becomes a part of me. It forms me. Amen. You know, Daddy was teaching us. He said, the power of the priest are his laws. That's the power of the priest. His laws that make priest. He said, the law of God is in his mouth. The law of God. What raises a priest are laws. Amen. 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 So what am I saying? This Son of God is a righteousness weaved being. Righteousness weaved. And everything about him is righteousness. So to get into what he is made, that is why he can be made to for us. He's made unto us wisdom, righteousness. Now, he is given to us. Give me Romans chapter 8. Everything about him is righteousness. That's why he can defeat sin. That's why he can remove sin. By his revelation, sin will go. If we agree with that revelation. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Yes. For what the Lord could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son, his own Son that was what? Righteousness weaved. in the likeness of sinful flesh for sin. He was sent for what? To handle sin. He was sent to handle sin. Now, when we talk about sonship, there are levels of sonship that Jesus Christ came into. Shall you understand? Levels of sonship. As Christ, he was a son. Amen. As Christ, there are things he could take care of. There are things his revelation can take care of. Amen. As Christ, Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For what? It is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe. To the Jews first, then to what? For therein, inside the gospel of Christ. Are you seeing? That's the beginning of the revelation of the Son of God. For therein, the righteousness of God is revealed. Inside him, that is what made him. And so when you open him up, what you see is the righteousness of God is revealed from what? Faith to what? To faith. As it is written. Are you seeing? So it is not just the revelation of righteousness that makes the job done. As it is written, when this righteousness is revealed, it informs a faith that the just will live by. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Now, you cannot come across the righteousness. Nobody knows what is right. When we talk about righteousness, we are talking about rightnesses, right standards. What God calls right, nobody knows it. Nobody. The devil has erased the judgments, standards of rightnesses. What we call right is what the devil told us that is right. And you can fight and kill yourself for it because you are persuaded. That's why the Bible says there is a way that seemeth, it seemeth. You are persuaded. Who persuaded you? Darkness, blindness made us believe in wrong things. Pastor, when you see women fighting for right, you know, women liberation. If when they explain it, when they tell you why, you will be persuaded. It looks logical. It looks nice. It looks right. It's like, I mean, why not? Why not? But when it comes to what God calls right, that absolutely is wrong. Women liberation. Who bound men? Women. It's Satan. Satan bound women. It's not their husbands that bound them. Jesus can make you free under your husband by you submitting to the law of freedom. The law of freedom is the righteousness that is revealed in Christ Jesus. So it seems right. It seems right. To every woman, you can see women will go and listen to some funny women and come and be fighting in the house, not knowing that they have come under a wrong atmosphere, wrong spirit, and they'll be persuaded because there is a way that seemeth right. If you follow your logic, if you follow your custom, if you follow your tradition, you will miss it. Righteousness must be revealed. It must be revealed because it's not the righteousness of man, it's the righteousness of God. Nobody knows what is right except God teaches you. That's why we have to be humble to be able to learn, to change. As God reveals standards of righteousness, say, me oh money, I didn't know, forgive me, because you would have been going your way. You would have been going your way. I was telling, who was I telling? A lady that came for counseling. And she was having some issues with the husband. So I said, if you want to follow God, you have to follow his dictates, not what you understand. I said, me, when I first got married, my husband is from the north, I'm from the south. So I wanted to package him. But the person that made my wedding gown, woman of the spirit, when I took the fabric to her, I said, make this dress for me. I showed her the style. She collected the fabric and kept it aside. I said, Helen, the Lord said I should tell you, there is no time for wedding gown. You know, we pay so much attention to the wedding. He said, it's not time for wedding gown. He said, the Lord said I should take you through some courses before I sew your dress. You know, a lady that wants to get married, she's concerned about her dress. And the Lord is seeing disaster after wearing the dress. The Lord said, I should teach you some things which I never thought of. Even after the teaching, when I got married, I still did the mistakes. Until the Lord came and showed me what is right. So she collected it and kept it. 7 lessons. So I had to go to her house 7 days before my wedding. And she was living in Dolphin. I was living in Akoka. Yes. If not, no sewing. So the first day, she said to me, our lesson to, she picks every lesson by the Spirit. The first day she said to me, the Lord said I should teach you, I should tell you, don't try to change your husband. I said, change. I didn't know that the forces of change was inside me. Said, don't try to change him. And she thought and talked and talked. The next time she said, today, we are talking about Rebecca. I said, ha, Rebecca. Okay. Say yes. Say Rebecca, coming from her father's house, she rode on a donkey. And they gave her goods, gave her maids and everything. But when she got to Isaac's house, Isaac's hut was lower than the donkey. So for her to enter Isaac's house, she had to come down from her donkey and bent down and entered Isaac's hut. And Bible says Isaac was comforted after the mother's death. That if she had stayed on her donkey, she wouldn't have been able to comfort Isaac. She wouldn't have been able to come to enter the hut, because that donkey is higher than the hut. So the donkeys we bring from our father's house, our father's name, our family name, our pride, our everything. He said, to enter the hut where Isaac is, Isaac dwells in hut. You have to reduce yourself. Ha! You have messages. So, to cut the long story, that is not where I'm going. To cut the long story short, after we got married, the exact thing the Lord said I should not do, I started doing, I forgot what she said. I started trying to package him. One day I got up to pray. I knelt down. And the Lord said to me, we are not praying today. I said, we are not talking today. I said, Amy, I will not talk with you. Kilo Shele, what did I do? He said, you are dishonoring me. I said, dishonor, okay. Dishonor me. Who is my father? Who is my mother? That's me. I will be dishonoring you, God. Because I didn't know what dishonor meant. He said, in your husband. My husband, okay. It was my husband I was relating with. God said he's the one I'm dishonoring. I said, I was still even giving, because I'm persuaded there is a way that seemeth right. I said, God, that's your servant. You know he's not perfect. I'm trying to make him perfect. And in trying to make him perfect, the Lord said, you are dishonoring me. He now said, I didn't tell you to submit to him because he is perfect. I said, submit to him in the fear of the Lord. I've read that scripture several times, Pastor. I can quote it in my dream. Thank you. but I didn't understand it. I didn't see the law in it. I didn't see the commandment inside it. Every woman, you can quote scriptures. Abeko. So I said, eh? He said, I told you, submit to him in the fear of the Lord. He said, as long as you look at his imperfection, you will not submit. But if you look at me, you will. I said, ah, this one is hard. He said, don't worry. He said, I will help you. Amen. 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 So what is right must be revealed to you. What is right must be revealed to you. You don't know what is right. And as long as it's not revealed, you can't. When I say revelation, when I talk like this, people think I don't like revelation. If I hate revelation, I won't even marry this man to start with. I will marry him. One of the things that qualified him for marrying me, because I had many suitors. I had many of them. Many suitors. But I didn't see what I was looking for inside them. I didn't see it. But when I met him, I knew this one would take me to where I want to get to. I just knew that. And I forsook everything to marry him. Amen. Amen. And I listened to him. I don't think any of you listens the way I listen. I listen, I take notes, I go back. Elohana, how many parchments do I have? I go back and study my parchments. How many of them that are full? So I listen keenly. Keenly. But when I listen with a different attitude. When I'm listening to know the law that I will go and obey. I'm listening to hear spirit. I'm listening to hear spirit. When I hear spirit is law. Spirit is law. Spirit is truth. Spirit tells you what to do, gives you direction. Hallelujah. Amen. I can't share revelation like he does. It is the grace that is put upon him. I don't have that grace. But I can hear what he's saying and I will do it. And I will do it. He's always asking, Kilode, Otisha, when we finish, I'll go to the room, I'll be praying. Say, Otisha, fe ma se nkan ti mo so yen ni. I say, yes, mo fe se. Because when you were saying it, I was being instructed. So I go and pray it into myself so I can do it and become it. Amen. Am I saying, so don't misunderstand me at all. Don't misunderstand me. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't misunderstand me. Amen. Amen. So what I'm saying is that Jesus Christ, Bible says he was given, God sent him for sin. Amen. Sin is a spirit. Sin is a dominion. Sin rules, reigns, and has been reigning since. Amen. Over man. When man fell, man died in his spirit, was driven out of the garden. When he came out of the garden, Satan followed him and trained him in a particular way. Trained man in a particular way that man became formed. Man died in his spirit by disobedience. Through the disobedience of one man, sin entered into the world and death by sin. And so what happened? Death reigned over all men, even over them who have not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, like what I was saying, some days ago, the Lord just opened my, just pointed to my heart. Shined light in my heart over a particular wrong attitude that I have towards my husband. I couldn't sleep. I said, ah, she by lock on me. Ha, 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 ha. I couldn't sleep. I was rolling. He was trying to talk to me. He didn't know what was going on in my mind. I felt so bad. I felt so bad. The Lord said, he just showed me a, and you know, husband and wife. So the Lord showed me, said, he showed me an attitude that I was not discerning my husband very well. I thought I've come a long way in discerning. So I woke up, I shall sleep, shall I prayed though, prayed, God forgive me, I'm sorry, forgive me. Ah, the thing looked like, to you is something small, but to me it's a heavy thing on my soul. Very heavy. Very heavy. I was restless. I was helpless. I was pained. So I woke up in the morning. He was in the sitting room. I said, sweetheart, please come inside. So he came inside. So I knelt down and said, I'm sorry. Forgive me. There's this attitude that the Lord showed me in my heart for not discerning you well, properly. I'm sorry. Ah, he said, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. I need to prosper in this area. I need to prosper. If God has revealed it, you need to prosper by not covering it. Admit it that I'm wrong. Amen. Amen. So, amen. So, what am I saying? Right? I didn't even know, except the Lord shined that torchlight.
Flakadaka, the Dimanakla, Proflegadeba, Gashkovana, Emi Ogoska Mana, Imbade Balia Catabra, Flakabana, Ibdana Maklovre Catale, Bamblatamana Bada, Elimanata, Lika Stofeneka, Blessing, 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 Blessing. Hell in the blessed. Hell in the blessed. 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 Oshe. 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 Thank you for carrying the banner of blessing. Thank you for carrying this banner of this blessing. Even this blessing of a contrite and a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart. Thank you for carrying it shamelessly. Thank you for carrying even this seemingly shameful placard, even proudly. Yes, it is a blessing. It is a blessing. 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 Even blessing. Blessing. Blessing to a generation. Blessing that a conversation, even an ancient heavenly conversation, is being manifest before a people, before your children. Thank you for allowing yourself being a cadaver, being an emblem of this blessedness, that is proclaimed and perceived to be shameful, even in the congregation of the dead. Thank you for raising this placard. Thank you for showing it forth. For after your kind, I'm able to raise many. I am able to raise many because of your sacrifice. Thank you, Masheo, Mashebelo. Mashebelo, continually follow my imprint. Follow my impressions. Follow them. Follow them.
Thank you,
they are big in the spirit. They are big
Thank
footsteps. Big things that will add to the building block, even of your personality. You're becoming heavenly. You're becoming like us. You're becoming like us. And I will raise many. Raise many. I'll command many after you. Thank you, Ellen O'Shea. Thank you for raising even this placard of righteousness, even the placard, even an example, even of sonship, even after a high order. Thank you, Helen. Dear Jesus. Sadaba kaluka lua kalapa papara falata sekatele papla flakatata sekatele banklo flekabaro eregabaso. When you're young, you go where you may, but when you are old, you be led by the hand. Oh, you be led by the hand and be showed the manner of death which you should die. Even the death, even my father led me. He rode me. My father rode me. He rode me. He rode me to my death. He rode me. He rode me. He raised me. He rode me to raising. And he had me lay down my life. He crumbled all, even to raise an eternal son, even an emblem, even the signet, even a world to come. Even an epitome of the world to come. I became the agent of the world to come. Even the first and the only begotten son. Yes, because I allowed my father.
Yes.
Allowed my father.
Yes.
Allowed my father. Mm. Oh, you see, what I've been trying to paint to you even all this time is to show you what manner of death you ought to die. Even everyone that is led by the father will be led to his own death.
Yes.
Will be led to his own death.
Yes.
Allow me lead you, even to show you the manner of death. You ought to die in your marriage. You ought to die in your business place. You ought to die even in your post, even as a leader, even as a follower. There's a curriculum of death in even all that I'm showing you. It is the end. The end of the conversation is that you come to your own death and own it fully, that you may come into the fullness of life, even just as my father killed me, then gave me the fullness of his life, said Jesus.
Amen. Amen. So, righteousness is actually leading us to death. It's a knife for killing. Because it will collect your life from you. What we call our life is what Satan sold to us, that this is your life. Satan, what we are coming against, you know, is the life of a being, a cherubim, a very high being, a third heavenly being that turned higher than man. When they made man, the Bible says God made him a little lower than the angels. And we know that angels are in stratas, they are in cadres. We have different level of angels. Amen. You have the cherubim, who are the highest. You have seraphims. You have works in all places of his dominion. The level that man was made lower than is those, the lowest of all angels. Because angels are spirits. They are not earthly beings. They are heavens. Amen. They are heavens. But man, when he was made a living soul of the earth, not of the bad earth, now of the earthy. He was not a heavenly being, amen, but a being that was in high heavens, turned and came against man, fell on man, killed man. He turned everything that is inside him. We all know that this thing in Ezekiel, how he changed, he turned, he corrupted his wisdom. So he came to man who is far, far below him. Amen. And now taught man corrupted wisdom. What all the things inside him, he turned it, he became sin. He now taught man sin. Amen. So you can see that sin is not an ordinary thing. Sin is what teaches us to keep our lives. When you are fighting for your life, keeping your life, is the wisdom of sin. Amen. Say, Omo, better teach yourself sense. Ibukuni for more than not, you feel ogbon she. That ogbon that you are using to she is corrupted wisdom. It's not the wisdom of God. Hallelujah. It's not righteousness. Amen. Amen. So sin that we are fighting a being, a third heavenly being. Hallelujah. God fabricated him and made him who he is. You were made so. He now came and taught man his wisdom, his laws that have been turned. And man walked in what he taught man, and man became. You don't become anything that you have not walked in. Man walked in the teachings of set of spirits. They taught man. Bible says he was talking to the Corinthian Christians. He said they were led by dumb idols. When dumb idols lead you, you will become like them. Abi? Say those who worship idols, they are like them. So whatever you walk in, you become it. So man didn't just get to this state that he is now. He had walked in a particular path. Bible says, when we're yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. How did man become ungodly? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. So man, what man was taught counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinner, nor seated in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He shall be. How did he come to be? He was walking in a particular way. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, whose leaves will not wither, and whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. He said, but the ungodly are not so. So the ungodly have their counsel. And the ungodly walked in their counsel. Ungodly walked in another. To become ungodly, you must have walked in a particular counsel. Who counseled man? Spirits. They walked. They walked. They walked. And became chaff, became lifeless, dried up, lost strength. The ungodly are not so. They are like chaff which the wind driveth away. I'm trying to build on something that you don't become anything you have not walked in. Anything you have not done, you don't become it. Hallelujah. So what God, man was beaten down, destroyed, ruined by sin, but Jesus was sent. No matter, you know, God is not afraid that the level at which man fell to chaff, because he said Christ died for the ungodly, and the ungodly are like chaff. So man did the chaff by the time Jesus was coming, but God was not afraid of chaff because he's sure of what he has. Inside God, God is righteousness from beginning to the end. Righteousness. And he now raised his son. He knows that chaff can be raised back to trees of righteousness. Hallelujah. The planting of the Lord, that he will be glorified. Chaff to tree of righteousness. It's a miracle. That is the miracle of the gospel. That's the miracle of the gospel. So the content of the gospel of Christ is righteousness from beginning to the end. Righteousness. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, for it is what? revelation is the power of God unto salvation. For therein the righteousness of God is revealed. Why is it revealed? So that man will walk in it, man will understand it. When it is revealed, it has to be understood. Amen. Man will understand it and not stop at understanding it. Man will walk in it. And as man is walking in it, he's changing. He's changing. He's changing. He's changing. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 So we need to understand what is right. Righteousness has to be revealed. That's why all this preaching, all this laboring, so that we can understand. If you hear word, an understanding of what is right does not come to you, you have not heard well. You need to hear again. Hear, keep hearing until revelation of what is right. That is the law. That law that the righteous, the godly man was walking in, is the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It takes spirit to bring out law from word. It takes leading. You know that prophet said, he said, my father rode me. They need to ride you by leading you, instructing you, commanding you, for you to know what is right. Hallelujah. So righteousness, righteousness. So when they were going to start us, we who have become chaff, who were ungodly, how did they start us? They quickened us in our spirits. That spirit that is quickened, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So in your spirit, though you are dead, you were quickened. You were made alive. That is what they refer to as us being born again. That spirit that was quickened, the Bible refers to it, to him, as a new man. A new man. In Ephesians chapter 4, they now said, we should put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true what? Holiness. After God. So the new man is created after God, which means God is righteous, God is holy. He's created after God in righteousness and what? True holiness. So the fabrication of your spirit, your new man, is fabricated by righteousness. In your spirit, you are righteous. Amen. But you can be remain like that if you are not taught revelation of Christ to bring out, because you don't know what happened in your spirit. So you cannot live out what is in your spirit. You can be born again, your spirit is righteous and holy, and you can be living on righteous and unholy life. All your life, your spirit is righteous, is holy. He said, put on the new man, which is what? Which after God is created. So you were created in your, it's a new creation. If any man be born again, well, be in Christ, he's a new creation. That new creation is what? Is righteous, is holy. He was created after. When you create something after, that is, it's patterned after God. And who is that? Who is that God? If he's created after God in righteousness and true holiness, it means that God is righteous and is true. He has true holiness, not fake holiness. True holiness. True holiness. So what your spirit became is what they want your soul to be inherit. Amen. Everything inside the spirit is meant to be inherited. But you cannot come into it except righteousness is revealed. Amen. So when you are born again, you can't even interact with the teaching of righteousness. They have to feed you with milk. Milk gives you a growth. Milk prepares you, Pastor. Milk prepares you to interact with righteousness that is in Christ. Because milk gives a growth from babyhood to a child, that they can teach knowledge, and what? Make to understand doctrine. If the reason why people cannot flow easily with the next allocation is because they have not done well with milk. Because Shari, milk, I was saying it somewhere. Milk, I claim it, I receive it all. There is thorough training of the Holy Ghost in milk. The Holy Ghost is in charge of milk. So he has ability to drop some spirit elements inside you. Spirit element. If you see somebody who has taken milk very well, one thing the Holy Ghost does to you is to make you ductile. He will make you ductile. You are sensitive, because Holy Ghost has some teachings, has instructions also, that he will instruct you. Under the training of the Holy Ghost, they teach you how to be sensitive to the movement of the Spirit. So, my dear sister, if you say something that is not, you are not supposed to say, because of that leading, that training, that communion of the, it will register. The way I said it, I will hear it in my soul. It will be so loud. What did you just say? And because of that training, you don't want to stop the flow. You have to go and rectify. Communion of the Holy Ghost in milk. You have to go and rectify. You don't say, hey, I've said it. You will suffer because you enjoy that communion. The Holy Ghost will withdraw. Why does he withdraw? It's so that you can long for him, and then he can correct that attitude inside you. It's a training, because you are going to be yielding all your life. Amen. So that milk gives you a growth. You become a child that can be taught knowledge, and you can what? You can be what? Made to understand doctrine. What is doctrine meant to do to us? That doctrine, that knowledge, is actually the knowledge of Christ, which the Bible calls meat. The knowledge of Christ that you take after the allocation of milk. The knowledge of Christ. Now, the Bible has told us, when Christ is revealed, what the knowledge of Christ gives you to you is the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God that what? That leads to what? Faith. For therein the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, so that the just shall live by that which is revealed. The just shall live. So righteousness, when it is revealed, is meant to be lived by. The same way we have lived by sin, we are going to be living by righteousness revealed. We became what we are because we lived by sin. We were framed. We were framed downwards because we lived by sin. By living... When God wants to defeat sin, he said, God sending his son in the likeness of sinful flesh, condemned sin in the flesh. Jesus has condemned sin in the flesh, but you have to live it out. How will you live it out? They will reveal righteous standards to you, and you will obey it. Hallelujah. You will do what? The blessing of revelation is in the doing. Is in the doing. It is in the doing that we get sin dealt with. Say, there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not. Who walk not. Are you seeing? Blessed is the man that walketh not, who walk not after the flesh. So the counsel of the ungodly is the counsel of flesh. Is the counsel of flesh, because Satan is the producer of flesh. The laws of sin and death produce flesh. So to undo those laws, you have to introduce another law, which is righteousness. That you walk in, he said, give me Romans chapter 6. This is what the Lord wants me to emphasize. You know, like I told you before, I'm the least of all the preachers. The least of all the preachers. Hallelujah. But the Lord told me, I know somebody has been blessed this morning. The Lord told me, go and bless the people. He said, go and bless the people. Yes. Yes. Amen. Amen. So, righteousness, like I said, righteousness is the nature of your spirit, the new man. But you cannot put it on. He said, put on the new man without the learning of righteousness. The learning of righteousness and then the doing of it. It is in doing that you put off the old man. Because the imprint of the old man is still in your soul. All that your soul cannot relate with what your spirit has become. Amen. Apart from that initial washing that the Holy Ghost does to the soul when you get born again, there is this initial washing, but you cannot get all the benefits except you are taught. So they teach us milk first. Teach you milk to raise you, to prepare you for the learning of righteousness. Hallelujah. Amen. So where I really want to stay this afternoon, give me Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Before verse 16. Verse 12. Let's see verse 12. Let not sin therefore reign. Let me read before then. There are some nice things in that place. That Romans chapter 6. Knowing this, give me verse. Okay, let's start from verse 1. For our edification. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? You know, in chapter 5, we're talking about grace. Shall you understand? We're talking about how grace will reign through righteousness. Amen. Amen. So some people can take grace. You know, like we have grace messages now. That I think it's dying down. It will not last. It's not making sense. It's not making sense. We are not hearing too much of it again. Thank God for some people in the body who stood up and spoke out. Amen. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. You see, the Son of God, Jesus, is full of grace and truth. Full of grace. When he said, we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Son. So what he has to give to us is grace. But he trapped grace. How did he trap grace, Pastor? God is just true that God was pouring grace inside him. He did. God will show him something. He will crop. He said, chapter 5, verse 1 said something. He said, being justified. To be justified is to be made right. Hallelujah. Which is the major process for towards glorification. Amen. Being is a continuous thing. Justified is not one day. Justified by faith, because there is something involved in being justified. Being justified by faith, we have peace with God. So now, when he says being justified by faith, it means that you have obeyed faith for you to be made right. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. So as you are living by faith, as revelation of righteousness is coming and you are obeying it, you are living by faith, then you are being justified, made right. It's like they are turning you inside out. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have what? Access into this grace. By Jesus, we have what? Access into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. So we assess grace by faith. Amen. 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 Let's go back to chapter 6. You know, when our daddy comes, he will explain it better. Let me just talk my own. Shall we continue in saying that grace may abound? So grace abounds. Grace abounds. Grace abounds through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the what? Knowledge of Jesus Christ. But if knowledge of Jesus Christ comes and I don't align with what I know. When I say knowledge, yeah, please understand me. There are levels of knowledge. There is that first knowledge that you gather. It's like information. Praise the Lord. The Spirit of God, we have to come and guide you, lead you to get knowledge, God, which is truth, from the knowledge that you have gathered. Amen. Amen. And what do you do with truth? Because grace can reduce. Knowledge can be increasing. And grace is reducing. Because, why? Because you are not cooperating with the knowledge. Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? And you know, Ero, go and think about it. So, because it says that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ has appeared to all men, teaching us. So when grace comes, oh, I instruct you. And it is in doing it that you are, that the grace will abound. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should do what? Live soberly and what? Righteously. So grace comes to instruct you. That instruction is actually an empowerment. There's a way grace behaves when grace comes. Grace has ability to move you towards fulfilling righteousness. Amen. Amen. Okay, let's go back to that Romans chapter 6. That grace, how shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Which means grace and sin, they're not friends. Grace comes to knock off sin. Comes to knock off sin. God forbid. Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? I read this thing and it blessed my soul so much. My spirit just came up. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so, we also should what? Walk in what? Newness of life. We should what? Walk in newness of life. We have been quickened from the dead. We need to walk in newness of life. How do I walk in newness of life? Revelation of that new life. Amen. It is mandatory to walk. If we have been risen with him, then we should walk. Because your being risen with him has made you new in your spirit. Now, they will now teach you the laws of the new man, which is righteousness of Christ. So that you can walk in newness of life. It is in the walking. Let's see it. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. These things are great promises. Be in the likeness of his resurrection. What a hope. What a thing to look forward to. To be in the likeness of his resurrection. This is actually a promise to man. So wonderful. How does he look like in his resurrected state? Likeness of his resurrection. That's what they are calling you into. Amen. 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 Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. How do I serve sin? Obey sin. Yield to sin. I'm serving sin. Amen. Amen. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Yes, colon. Knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, died no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Alive, your being raised from the dead is a calling to come and live unto God. Hallelujah. Now, how do I live unto God? Let not sin therefore reign. Sin is a king. Sin is a dominion. Sin is a lord. He wants to reign. And he has lorded it over man over the years. Because the being that brought sin is the life of a cherub that turned. He's stronger than man. Stronger than man. Agbaya ni bodaye. Agbaya pata pata. Stronger than man. So he was reigning over man because man had fallen. Amen. He was reigning over man. Now the Bible is now saying, don't let it rain. Are you seeing your own part of cooperation there? We'll soon see it very well. Let not sin. Let not. Let not. Let not. I could easily yield to sin. And I can decide not to yield to sin. What makes the difference is understanding. Of number one of what sin. You see, that understanding gives you strength. A man of knowledge increases strength. When I understand that this thing is wrong, I understand the implication of it, strength will be given to me. Abby, if I want to drink this water, I'm so thirsty, and I carry it, I want to, I say, hey, stop! You say, hey, stop! I say, poison. Poison. No matter how thirsty you are, what will happen to you? You get sense. That sense is strength to you. You will drop. You say poison, and the person now goes further to enlighten you. The last person that took it is in the mortuary. Say, eh? You will not just drop it. You will run away. That's what sin is. So, understanding, there are things, Pastor, that you will not do. There are things I will not do now because of understanding. I know the consequences of it. I know the consequences. I understand the consequences. You see, people say, when I want to go and preach, one person I'm careful with is my husband. I don't want to have anything between us, because anointing resting on me depends on my alignment with him. That's just how it is. You see. So because of that understanding, even when I'm not wrong, I will apologize. I will say I'm wrong. Draw for me. Put your hand on my head. I'm going to preach. I need that anointing to rest. Because of that understanding, I always align. Whether it's not as if I want to align every time, but when I think of the reason a lot of us don't quickly obey, we don't know the okbeniwa, we don't understand the consequences of what we are doing. So you can lejari ya. Because you don't know what you are doing to yourself. That what you do over time, you become it. You become bound by it. You come into captivity. When you do a habit, Kenneth Hagin said something. He said, when a habit persists, that is even the danger of it. When a habit persists, he says, spirits take it over. Yes. Spirit, when you do something over time, spirit will take you over. You find yourself helpless at it. And you'll be bound. So you bring yourself under the dominion of sin. So to break dominion of sin, God will throw you into the field of obedience. He will first bring revelation of righteousness And then the Spirit of God will now begin to instruct you, to lead you, to guide you, to fulfilling that obedience. Inside the knowledge you have gathered, you need to get law from inside that knowledge. The law is the truth. Amen. Amen. So Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. You journey from way to truth is by the Spirit. Truth is the law. The power of a priest is in his laws. It is laws that frame us. He said, I will write my laws in their heart. How does he get to write it? By saying, oh, yeah, bring your heart, let me write. No, he gives you the law, you obey it. In doing it, it's being written in your inside. In doing it. Hallelujah. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies, that ye should obey it in its laws thereof. Yes. Are you seeing the next verse? This is where I want to start from. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of what? Unrighteousness. This is after you have been enlightened, after you have received revelation of righteousness. You can either yield or you can disobey. So, yield not your members as instruments of unrighteousness. Unto what? Instruments of unrighteousness unto sin. But yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. So when next you are between two as to what to yield to, know that it's either you are yielding to sin, which is Satan, death, or you are yielding to God, which is life, righteousness. Hallelujah. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under what? Grace. Because grace comes with the revelation of righteousness, then you don't have to come under dominion of sin. Amen. The next verse, very important. What then? Shall we sin? Because we are not under the law, but under grace. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death. This is where you begin to teach yourself sense. Teach yourself sense. When I yield to sin, I'm yielding to death. Or of obedience unto what? Unto righteousness, which is life. Amen. Amen. Which is what? Life. Yes. But thank be to God. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed. Everybody say obeyed. Obeyed. Ye have obeyed. Say obeyed. Obeyed. Say obeyed. Obeyed. Obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. How did they deliver it? By preaching, by teaching, by the leading of the Spirit. Form of doctrine. It must be delivered. Which was delivered you. Which was what? By revelation. Who shall he make to understand doctrine? They make you to understand doctrine. The Spirit makes you to understand doctrine. So when you obey doctrine from the heart that was delivered you, what happens to you? You have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. What happens to you? Being then made free from sin, ye became what? Servants of righteousness. To serve righteousness, you have to be made free from sin. And the only way to be made free from sin is that you do what? You obey doctrine. You obey doctrine. Form of doctrine which was delivered you. As you are obeying, you are gaining freedom from the reign of sin. Amen. Amen. You are gaining freedom because they introduce It is from revelation of righteousness that we fetch doctrine. So righteousness has enough power to make you free if you would obey it. So yield to righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded, everybody say yielded. These are key things you must take. As you have done what? That was what Jesus did all his life. He kept yielding to his Father. Yielding. When the Father raises the standard of righteousness, he will yield to it. As he was yielding, he was being raised. As he was yielding, he was being built. You see here, when you yield, you are raised. Hallelujah. Jesus yielded from the beginning to the end. Righteousness standard. Righteousness of Christ. He obeyed it and became Christ. Because he was not born as Christ. Said that same Jesus, whom ye crucified, has God made, the Lord made, both Lord and Christ. They made him. How did they make him? Christ is a weaving of righteousness. So they revealed righteousness to him. He obeyed it and he was raised as Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So he said, for when you, I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members, servants to uncleanness, unto iniquity, unto, you see, levels. The more you do, the deeper you go. Doing is key to whatever you will become. You yield. When you see, I was talking with a sister. We're not talking, I was ministry. And I was saying some things. The sister had fallen into something terrible. She cannot stop speaking evil of people. She just cannot. Anywhere she goes, she sees somebody good, she will look for something bad to say about you. It became a bad thing. And she did not come into that in one day. She is born again, tongue talking. In her journey, the Holy Ghost would have been bringing her attention. Don't talk. Even when you are, have you ever been checked when you are talking? And you are turned into in between two, whether to finish the story or to stop. Have you ever been checked? Yield to that checking. They are trying to stop you from becoming something else. They are trying to stop you from coming into bondage. They are trying to break the power of sin. That thing that makes you to say what you are not supposed to say. A lot of people disregard that thing. They finish talking it. They will come again tomorrow and talk it. They will go and apologize to God and say, I'm sorry. And they will talk it again. And before you know what is happening, you become helpless at it. You can't just stop. You have yielded to something. So, as I was preaching, she started crying. And she was asking herself, how did I get here? How did I get here? How did I get here? No, she got there by yielding. Sin that is in the soul wants to hold you captive even though you are born again. And God wants to break the captivity, so he begins to tell you what is right. And to lead you and check you. When they check you, obey. There are some things that the Holy Ghost will lead you to do to break a habit. You know, my mother is partly Ijesha and partly Urobo. Two deadly combinations. We shout. Yes, we shout, Urobo, Ijesha, deadly combination. When we were growing up, we used to laugh at my mother when she shouted, say, ah, mommy, you can cut it here, combine you, da, Urobo, Alariwo, Ijesha, Ijesha, sorry, mommy is Ijesha. Ijesha wants to correct the child, he's angry. Shokmonola, be all of me, warning. Ah, you want more? Oh my, or a shorire. That's it, Jesha. So when I correct you, first time, second time, the third time I will shout. So when I shout, I know in my spirit it is wrong. By understanding, I know it is wrong. Toba, how many times have I begged you? I'm always begging. You know why I insist on begging? I don't want to excuse that habit. And to break it, I will beg. Toba is sitting here. Can you answer now? Can you count how many times I've begged you? When I go and beg, you say, mommy, you don't need to beg me. I know, I need to beg you. I want to undo something. The more I beg, the better, the weaker that nature is. If I it is you, will now make me to restrain, because I know that when I do it, I'm going to beg. So the people who live with me in the house, those days, when I shout, they'll be waiting for me. She'll soon come and beg. And when I call, they'll start laughing. Say, we have just finished talking that because we know you are coming to beg. Yes. Instead of keeping that posture that mommy is always right, mommy cannot be wrong. No, mommy can be wrong. God is not finished with mommy. Yes. So I go and beg. So there was one day I was, I think it's one of the sisters that is living with us. Auntie Info, she did something. I said, "Hey, auntie, if I catch you today, if you do this, she looked and said, "Mommy, we know you. You don't know how to fight because you come back and beg." Then I laughing. Said, "We know you. You don't know how to fight. You will beg." You unwind between me and my husband. He knows how to beg more than me. But me, self, I know how to beg. There was one time the Lord was opening my eyes to see faults in my relationship with him. He's sitting down here. I don't know. The Holy Ghost just put a searchlight on my head. That season, I would just wake up and say, "Ha! Hey, is this me? Oh!" I wake up. Hey, when he's in the toilet, if I'm lying, he's here. I'll go and meet him in the toilet. I will kneel down. I say, "Sweetheart, a daddy Jimmy, a share, let's share, me, let's share." Anywhere, bah, kneel down. Ha! The Holy Ghost just stood on me. Because he wanted to move me to another level. So he needed to erase the sins that are keeping me at that level. Sin of pride, of arrogance. You know we are proud. You are even proud to your husband in a subtle way. Olorun kan lo mo be. He will search it out. He will search it out. When he picks it out, I beg you, don't cover it. Where we have problem is covering our sins. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. When they say, don't justify it, don't excuse it. Where it's because you are doing this, that's why I'm doing it. Ha! It's because of you, that's why I'm reacting like this. If you are not reacting to me, if you are not acting like that, I will not react. No. That the fact that you are reacting in unrighteousness shows that you are wrong. You are not wise. You're not wise. Those are things, you see, our justification is deception. Yeah. The heart is deceitful above all. Very deceptive. And they're proud. There's a way we want people to see us. So you dare not admit that you can be wrong. Because if you admit that you are wrong, there's a way we, this mommy is not perfect after all. Who are you deceiving? You can't deceive spirits. Spirits will afflict you because of your wrongdoing. People might think that you are right. Spirits know when you are wrong. They are beings of law. They know when you break the law. They know when you break the hedge. Because we want people to see us in a particular way. You cannot own up that you are wrong. Even when God convicts you, you say, but for what you did, I wouldn't have done that. Danger. Because you do unrighteousness, you yield to death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There was a time I had an issue with my husband and I reacted wrongly. You know, we react wrongly on justified grounds. Because you are right. Because you think you are right, then you have the right to do wrong. That doing is accounting for you, is accruing for you. That wrongdoing based on righteousness that you think you have. So the Lord convicted me, said, be meek. I was standing on my just ground. God do me. And the Lord came to me and said, be meek. I said, meek. And I understood what he was trying to say. Leave your just ground. So I went to meet him. I said, sweetheart, what you did, I didn't like it. I said, be me too. I don't have the right to react the way I reacted. You know, we are right and then we behave wrongly. You have yielded to death. Satan will tell you how right you are and then continue to be wrong, to live wrongly. Because you feel justified. There is no yielding to unrighteousness that profits you. It doesn't profit anybody. That's why the Bible says, be not overcome by evil. You know how you become overcome by evil? Do me evil, I do you evil. You have been overcome by evil. He said, but overcome evil by good. Make sure, insist on doing good no matter how much evil is done to you. Because your doing matters. You know what I'm trying to say? Your doing matters. When somebody does evil and then you repay evil for evil, the two of you have become evil doers. And when you go on doing it for a while, you'll be formed. Be not deceived. He that doeth righteousness is righteous. Satan deceives us. Lies to us to maintain just grounds that are wrong. Wrong grounds. Because you don't have judgment. You don't have understanding of what is right. You know, in overcoming evil with good, they are actually configuring you to be a make fellow. Not retaliating is making you meek. Because when you retaliate, you know what is happening to you? You are being formed. You are becoming a wild person. Your soul is being configured to be wild. You push me, I push you. You come again tomorrow, you push me, me too, I push you. You are becoming something, a pusher. So you see those instructions begin to come. They are trying to reconfigure us. What we have been used to before. You slap me, I slap you. Abuse me, I abuse you 10 times. You are being configured an abuser. He that doeth righteousness. That's the end of the story. So he that doeth unrighteousness will become what? Unrighteous. Irrespective of the reason for doing.
Yes.
Say, my husband does not love me, I will not submit to him. You are being configured. You become a stubborn woman. And it doesn't profit you. You will not be built. You will not be raised. My wife is not submitting, I will not love her. You are doing unrighteousness. Are you seeing? When you have those understanding that it is not about the other person to start wrong, it is about me. I don't live by the standard of the other person who is ignorant. Once my eyes have been opened and I understand standards of rightnesses, that's why you go ahead doing what is, you see, in going ahead to do what is right, no matter, honestly, you are becoming meek. It is our ego that always wants to retaliate. The best way to meek you is for you to go against what your person has been configured to be. You go against your right. You become, as you are doing those things, you are becoming a fool. You are becoming meek. Yeah, and that a meek person, you are becoming raised. The meeker you are, the higher you are in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, give me the next verse, verse 20. For when you were servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had he then in those things whereof you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. Is what? And we are supposed to live. Amen. But now, being made free. Are you seeing? Being made free from sin and become servants to God. Servants to God. This is the realm of everlasting righteousness. Amen. When you look at that chapter, there are different levels of righteousness there. There is the righteousness that makes you free from the law of sin and death. And it is when you are free from the law of sin and death that you can now serve everlasting righteousness. And that one too brings freedom. Being made free from sin, you become servants to God. Serving God is serving everlasting righteousness. Hallelujah. Everlasting righteousness that makes you an everlasting man. Amen. Amen. Ye have your fruit unto holiness. This is another holiness. You know, they said the high priest was made holy. He was made holy at the level of Christ. He was made holy by everlasting righteousness. Holiness of different realms. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But to become holy, you must serve righteousness. You must do what is right to make you holy. No holiness. That's why they said that the new man is created after God in righteousness and true holiness. So the spirit is holy, but the soul needs to be made holy. To make the soul holy, you have to bring out the revelation of that righteousness that makes holy. And then when the revelation comes, you do it. Do it. Do it to be holy. Amen. You have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. The end everlasting life. Amen. Amen. So you see that Jesus Christ carries everything it takes to make us holy at all realms. He has righteousness of Christ. He has everlasting righteousness that can make a man holy in the realm of everlasting life. Hallelujah. He has all of it, and he reveals them to us. The holiness of everlasting, the righteousness, everlasting righteousness, is also meant for sin. Abi, the high priest, which is our Lord Jesus Christ, has everlasting righteousness. So what he brings to us, Bible says he's the high priest of good things to come. Those good things to come that he has are everlasting righteousness. And Bible says the high priest, every high priest is taken from among men and is what? Ordained for men in things pertaining to God. What are those things pertaining to God? Everlasting righteousness. That's what the high priest has. And what is it? He said, who can have compassion on the ignorant and them that are out of the way? For that what? Himself is compassed with infirmity. Who have compassion on the ignorant and on them that are out of the way? So, Jesus, like I said, the Son of God. You know, the high priest is a son. He said to him, thou art my son. Today have I begotten him, you. In another place, he said unto him, thou art a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. So that son, that high priest, is a son, an eternal son. It is though that high priest, he said, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Hallelujah. Amen. So his configuration is different levels of righteousness that he will minister to us, reveal to us, and expect us to cooperate with it. What I'm saying in essence is that it is an in our doing that we undo death. We break the reign of death by obeying righteousness that is revealed. Just as Jesus came to where he came to by obediences, different levels, different realms, from God, from being God, he became what? Man. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself. Another righteousness. God was revealing into at every stage. You would have thought, if you are the one, that you are God and you became man, you would think, this is the best I can do. I've tried. Ah, God, for me to leave the realm of Godhood. God said, that's not the end. Bitter Loshi Jino. Go down again. Humble yourself. He humbled himself. After he humbled himself, God said, oh yeah, go to the cross. Go and die a shameful death. Ah! At all levels he obeyed. And God has highly exalted him. There is exaltation for us. Because righteousness exalts. For these things to be coming to us in this season, God wants to exalt us. Exaltation is coming our way. If we will yield to every nudging, every leading, every understanding, every revelation that comes our way. As we obey righteousness, we go up. As we yield to righteousness, we go up. Exaltation is when your person is improved upon. When your person is improved upon, you are exalted. It's not when they make you the MD of a Jeep. The main exaltation, the real exaltation, is that you are exalted by righteousness. You are framed, you are weaved, your person is becoming better. Sin and death is losing grip on you. The reign of sin over your life is being broken by you yielding to righteousness. Exaltation, that God has highly exalted him and made him and gave him a name that is above every other name. Do you know that this thing, righteousness, this exaltation is very necessary for our enemies? Yeah. We need to be exalted above our enemies, Pastor. We need to be exalted. Places that you come to in the realm of the spirit also determines even your power, prayer power. Answer to prayer. Open heavens. It is that exaltation that opens heavens. When Jesus, we just imagine how Jesus prays. It's not like the way you and I pray. Father, I thank you because you hear me always. What is sure you? It is exaltation that brought about that assurance. It before the tomb of Lazarus, Kugba Adura Kankwa Agba Yipo. He was even telling them that the reason he was even saying this is because of them. Because he has connection to the Father. He himself is a key to answered prayers. So it is to your advantage that you obey righteousness. That's what I'm saying. The reason we pray endlessly and we get little results is because we are not yielding to righteousness. We are praying at a very low level. Baba, Oluwa, 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 Gbo, Oluwa, Gba. Ah, yes, 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 yes. As if it is in the repetition of the name that the prayer is answered. We are wired wrongly, wired out of presence, wired out of communion. God wants to rewire us. Grace, as we have been talking now, see, grace for obedience has been ministered to you just by this talking. Grace for obedience. Pastor, have you noticed if you call somebody to come and talk about love, when you the person finish ministry, when you understand, somebody who understands it talks about love, you will go and hug the person you'll be finding it difficult to talk to since there is grace ministered to you. You just say, everybody say, hey, sis, the person you have not been greeting before, you will greet. Grace for obedience has come. You know what? Just bask in that grace. Follow that. Don't let it wane. Before you go and do the necessary, some of us, we need to do some obedience immediately. Now that there is grace, we need to do what is it called now? Alignment, reconciliation. Now that there is grace. Before the grace, we wane. He said, we do not receive the grace of God in vain. There is a season to use it. It will win. Yes. 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 I minister somewhere in a marriage seminar. This couple, they have been at loggerheads. When we finished ministering, one man came to me and said, that he didn't know that he's the kokoro that is eating the effort in his house. So conviction came on him. He said, I thought it's my wife that has been wrong all along. He said, now I know that I'm wrong. So he will go home and make amends. If he doesn't make amends, that thing will come back. And it will win. It won't go. The Lord will bless us. I know he has blessed us. I know we are strengthened. I know we are empowered to do obedience, to do righteousness. Righteousness that is in the Son. We are meant to do all of it. All of it. As Jesus Christ did all of the Father's righteousness. He did all and became who he is. You will do all. You'll be free from the law of sin and death. You'll be free from the law of hell and death. Righteousness is what will break everything. But what you do with it is what matters. Let's begin to thank him this afternoon. Let's thank him. Let's thank him for the grace that has come. And ask him for mercy so that we'll make use of this grace. We'll not allow it go. We'll not have it in vain. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Pastor. Words has spirit. Words has life has come unto you. Now is the season to walk in the things spoken. For more messages, visit our website at www.facetagate.org. Stay blessed.